This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 26th of September, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And on the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's Monday, so I want to talk about what's in the news this Monday, and there's lots in the news. Let me start off the show by saying happy belated birthday to Shelley Smith Mitchell, one of the best cousins I have. And let me say happy belated birthday to Kara Chan, Kara Chandelus, Rehab 13, Crazy Wheelies, always bringing smiles to the people's faces. Good morning and happy belated birthday. And I have to say happy birthday to my good cousin, Anya Mitchell Charles. Happy birthday, Anya. I hope you're having a great day today. Now, today I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about this proposed Adelaide project. And I think I want to talk about a bit about the Prime Minister's presentation at the UN. But I got a couple of things I want to talk about before that. I have a very, very controversial topic today to start off with. If you want to call in and join the conversation, you could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259, or you could text us on the text line at 422-GR96, that's 422-4796, that's powered by BTC. So let's start. I think this may be the most controversial thing I have to talk about. So Valley Fest was this weekend. That's the Valley Boys Junkanoo Group had a festival. And I heard and I saw it was a great success. It was lots of fun. People had a blast. Sawyer Boy, host on one of the sister stations, went live several times out there for the day. And it seemed like it was great fun. But I just want to know, after the Valley abandoned the country and tell us there was a never Russian in Junkanoo no more, who tell the Valley they could come back in our festival? I really want to know. Now, mind you, I understand there's a difference, right, between saying, I'm not going to rush in a Junkanoo parade organized by the National Junkanoo Committee or the Bahamas National Junkanoo, the corporation or the committee, right? I could see that. You know, but you could say that. That doesn't mean that you're not going to participate in Junkanoo ever again, right? That don't mean that. But I feel like if you were like the Valley, because I need you all to understand this. You all realize that from the Valley throw their shoe on the ground and say they wasn't playing no more. The world has not been right since then, right? Shortly after that, the announcement of the pandemic, the whole world shut down. And I just want to know who gave the Valley permission to have big festival. I'm not mad at them. I just want to know who's in charge. I'm quite pleased. As you can see, things are already getting better since Diwali graced us on Bay Street. But this is really interesting. I got to find some Valley members to come join me on the show, sort of talk about it. Because you're absolutely right. Just because they say they're not going to participate in a parade, a formal parade on Bay Street, doesn't mean that they have left Junkanoo entirely. And I think that's a fascinating discussion because it opens the door, right, for so many possibilities. And I guess we say thank you to the Valley for that, right? Because the Valley, at the very least, the Valley has shown us or continued, right, this progression where we see that we could do Junkanoo in so many different ways. Anyway, Valley, congratulations on a successful event. I hope to see many, many more from the Valley and maybe even from other Junkanoo groups. That would be great. Another issue I want to touch on, we had a number of power outages last night across New Providence. I know there was thunder and lightning. But you know, there are jurisdictions all around the world where there's thunder and lightning all the time, and the power just doesn't go off because of thunder and lightning, you know? Maybe it's that it does go off, but they like have a backup, like they have a system that allows you to kick right back in, right, from another source. Maybe they have that. Maybe they have these fancy things. Anyway, I expect that BEC is prepared to field a number of complaints and requests for compensation after last night's events. It appears as if BEC needs another plan. They need a more comprehensive plan to deal with these issues. I suggest you just hire some temporary staff and put them in the complaints department, because y'all should be fielding a number of applications for compensation for loss of equipment and appliances due to power outages. Yeah, it was raining. Did y'all know it is rain all the time? Yeah, it rains all the time, so I wouldn't let that bother you, BEC. You could still keep the power on. Read another notice in the paper on Friday. Village Road roundabout's completion date, I think, pushed back to December. They estimate December. Okay, here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm going to suggest that QC and BNT plan for a February street festival to open Village Road. February looked like a good day. I mean, I think that's what we're going to end up closer to February than anything else. I don't know. When I saw the initial date, was it of September? I laughed. I knew it couldn't be anything more than November. But now to see them push it back to December, and to look at today's newspapers, if you go inside today's Guardian, and I think it's in the Tribune as well, a letter to the editor, Scrap Village Road Roundabout. Some residents of the area are very concerned. They don't want the roundabout for a number of reasons. But one interesting thing is that Ms. Damianos, I think, says that, quote, a roundabout was never mentioned at the Ministry of Works town meeting in March. She also goes on to say residents and stakeholders were denied an opportunity to respond. Now, those are two separate issues. But if the roundabout proposal wasn't on the table in March, yeah, I'm thinking a February street festival would be wonderful for the reopening of Village Road. See, the thing about roundabouts, a number of people are suggesting that we replace, either put roundabouts in intersections or replace red lights with roundabouts. And I'm going to be honest with you, that in and of itself is not the solution. it has to be complemented or coupled with public education campaigns on one end, public education, like retraining opportunities, and then on the other end, actual enforcement. That's on a roundabout today. And I could be honest with you. I realize that a number of people don't understand how to drive on a roundabout. And the truth is that those same people, they shouldn't even be driving cars. So we talk about why do we need a public transportation system. And I get the impression that some of us think that it's like to keep people poor, right? You know, to keep them poor, keep them on the bus. But we need a public transportation system because a large number of people should not be driving. You know, they don't have the spatial awareness, critical thinking skills, a reasonable sense of how sharing things like the road works, right? And I'm not dissing people. I'm not shaming people. There are just some people that should not be driving anymore or should not have been driving in the first place. See, in the Bahamas, we have this thing I like to call more dollars than cents. You know? We got more dollars than cents. And a lot of us have access to money. Like, you know, we get, you got, break up my car, I could buy a new car. I only need one, $2,000, $3,000. I get back on the road right now. Right? Some of us just should not be driving. I would love to talk about a number of you, the things I've witnessed on the road. And I can be honest, I am most disappointed in our male drivers. I'm most disappointed in our male drivers. And it's not because I follow up and I believe the old, you know, the misnomer that, oh, women are bad drivers, all women are bad drivers. No, that's not what it is. It's, you know, in a culture where men continue to perpetuate the idea that men should lead, right? It is just disheartening and disappointing to turn left, right, and center. And 7 out of 10 times, men just refuse to practice good sense. You know, now maybe I can see the bad and I'm not seeing all of the good, but on the public road, 7 out of 10 men are doing foolishness on the road. And what's even more disappointing is to see this from our professional men, men wearing uniforms, men working in vehicles with the corporation and company name clearly displayed on the side. I think about the men who would say, but I need this job. I have responsibilities, right? Why would you risk your job by doing utter foolishness on the good government road? Producer, I see we got some calls. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Is this Sparky?
Yeah, I was trying to turn down the mute there. Put on the mute. First of all, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to give me a few moments here this morning.
No, I can't give you a whole bunch of time, but I give you a little time.
Yeah, well, just a little take. First of all, let me say condolences goes out to the Capron family. I just saw this morning that Georgie Capron passed away.
Hold on, George Capron passed?
I just saw it come on Facebook and WhatsApp.
Okay.
I just saw it come on the social media.
Oh, and boy.
He passed this morning peacefully in his sleep. So to the Capron family, I believe on behalf of the Bahamian people, old Georgie gone. That's our boy.
Yeah.
He's outspoken, been around for a long time. Spoke his mind, never fed nobody, but I think he was ailing for a while. Well, printed it all the country. Secondly, I'd like to say a shout out to the Valley Boys, Brian and Zap and the crew. Ed and all of them. I promised they asked me to show up on Saturday. I want to say I'm sorry I wasn't able to show up in this grade. Valley Boys, I apologize. Y'all wanted to see the star, the original one that took the first matter, 1958. But, Miss Grade, I got a back situation in my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get out of the bed. I tried. I had all the inclination to go, but I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk. I'd have to go to either a gurney or a wheelchair.
I wasn't
leaving my bed. So, to the Valley Boys, I hear y'all had a successful venture on Fort Charlotte. We got some other ideas coming up that will happen next year. We'll be celebrating 65 years next year. God save my soul. I hope I hear.
Yes,
have a good day,
we
Valley
all hope
Boys,
you can
and
be
congratulations.
Here. Thank you, Sparky.
All right.
We all hope you're going to be here. We say condolences to, if the news, you know, condolences to, we hold you close to our hearts, the family and friends of George Capron. This is indeed sad news. I have another bit of sad news. I want to say condolences to the friends and families of Miss Orly from Miss Orly's Fashions. Known to those close to her heart as Ma. I didn't know her very, very well, but like many young women in my age, like in my generation, we would have paid a visit to her store on multiple occasions for a church dress or a formal wear dress. And I want to say thank you to Miss Orly because she understood the assignment. That was the place to get ugly dresses for young girls. Young, overdeveloped girls. What a thing. What a thought, right? The dresses were appropriate for young women's bodies. And that was always my takeaway. Anyway, I want to say condolences to those near and dear, to Miss Orly, to Ma, on, you know, the sad, sad time. At the sad, sad time. Thank you, Sparky, for sharing that. And thank you for using good sense and not going, because the Valley could resurrect a whole bunch of things, including Jean Canoe, but I don't know if they could resurrect your back. You know, and so you made a good decision. I got a couple of texts here. Good morning, sis. The current is still off in the back of Montgomery off Carmichael, straight in the back. It's the corner opposite John's Plaza. Yes, Texter, I did say the dresses were ugly. When I was like 15, I didn't get it because I didn't have sense yet because my head wasn't fully developed, you know? And so that was me in my 15-year-old self remembering those times. They were age-appropriate fashion. And I think maybe that is the last bastion, you know? But maybe it's a global fashion culture dynamic, right? A shift in global fashion culture. But when I was young, there's clothes for children and clothes for adults. And now parents with sort of young adults, I'm going to say overdeveloped, young women in particular who are developing faster than their peers, it appears as if people are not making clothes for these young people anymore. And so as a parent, you looking for clothes that fit your child, and sometimes you have to go to adult options that are not as child appropriate as you would like. I mean, it's something to talk about, you know. It's very important. It's another reason why you need to encourage the local industry of dressmaking, of tailoring, so you have more control over what your citizens have access to, which your community has access to. I got a text here that says, Aaron, can we at least get some new bus routes? My goodness, man, when will the bus system improve? When will we crack down on the lawlessness on the road? When will this country improve? It's frustrating living here as a law-abiding citizen. Texter, you're right. It's not just new bus routes, but new types of routes. Right? We need a bus that go, like a place like Golden Gates number one or Golden Gates number two, you need a bus that only goes through there and takes people from one to three main terminals, right? Out of that community. We need a shift in how we do busing. I see we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Happy Monday. Good morning to your producer. Before I begin, let's give my condolences to the Callender family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know the gentleman. He's a great pianist. He died, I think, yesterday or the announcement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember his right name, but he's a great pianist.
Okay. In the break, I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, his wife is, I forget her right name, but she sings.
No, you not,
Go ahead.
The Bahamian Lee Callender?
Yes. Famous guy, yes. You got it. Somehow when I was putting sparkles on, it slipped out, right. But what shocked me, I didn't know George Chipman died, and I know him too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Yes.
But yeah, you got it, Aaron, you got it.
Okay, listen, I'm going to go, when we go to a break, I'm going to go back and Google and try and verify that because...
No, it was announced yesterday on the news. You can verify it. I can't
remember. Yeah, I just in shock.
Yeah, but Zanis might have it. Go to Zanis or anyone. Listen.
Yes.
You talk about what's in the news, right?
Yes.
The Prime Minister's powerful speech.
Yes.
Was in the news. He makes me proud as a Bohemian, as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. He led the way in the climate change speech, and I like how he tells the United Nations they're unfair to small nations.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read into it, I think he didn't say it, but you know, I was listening. I think the United Nations is unfair to black nation.
Mm-hmm.
Black small nation, and I'm glad he said that everybody clapped. You know, they clapped during that time. It's like, wow, it's powerful speech. No one else said like that before.
Yes. Well,
did you listen to it?
I listened to it and I watched it. I was gonna ask my producer to play it, but I see they played it on the news. So I just sent my producer something to play when we go to the break. Hey, producer, I heard it. Oh, listen, it was a strong statement, right? Mm-hmm. It's something that I say all the time, and so I was overjoyed that I could sit for 2 minutes and pretend like the Prime Minister take the words right out of my mouth. But he refined it a little bit, you know?
And my other question then, Aaron Green, you know, you and I believe in human rights.
Yeah.
It's human rights really representing human rights from a United Nations perspective.
Say it again?
You and I believe in human rights, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying, is human rights really represent the rights of humans or humanity from United Nations perspective?
Wow. Look here. That's a fascinating question, man.
Mm-hmm. Because the Prime Minister opened up a lot of camps.
Yeah. In fact, he did. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you very much for that. I got to go to a break.
Right. But reflect on that. We'll talk a bit more during the week.
Yes, absolutely.
And once again, good morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Yes, producer, please take us to a break. You may be as overwhelmed as I am by this outpouring of news of passing of Bahamians. All of us are great. Some of us just more recognized than others. Stay tuned to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green. And that was just a small, tiny tribute to Lee Callender. That was Three Blind Mice, played by Lee Callender, the renowned pianist. Listen, what a time. What a time. You know, I had an overwhelming weekend. I almost... got robbed, and were able to thwart that, and attempted to protect our neighbor's bumper as well. Weren't able to. I was overwhelmed with my own personal experiences this weekend, and missed all of this news. I want to say condolences to the friends and family of Lee Callender. This is indeed sad, sad, sad news. I want to say the paper has been filled. I think we've had three homicides over the last few days. And the loss of any life is a thing to, you know, the loss of any life must be noted. And we know Lee and Joanne have touched so many lives through their music. I see we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, sir.
I think I heard that was the person Sparky was referring to, but it's a different person. Actually, Lee Callender is the grandson of the person who wrote the National Anthem.
Uh-huh.
Right. I saw it on TV news. But I called in this morning regarding the concerns you have about male drivers.
Yes.
I believe we may need more roads, and also perhaps there may be, I don't want to be a male thing or a female thing, there may be some female driver perhaps who may be impeding the traffic. That's why the male driver may drive around them. So I just want to balance it.
Yes. Oh, no, don't worry. I don't take the women off the hook at all. Because, you know, women have better sense than to put their makeup on while they're driving. Yet some of them continue to do it. I feel you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
Yes, sir, thank you. In fact, producer, you see the song we played just now? The quickness, and that's just how traffic was this morning. That's just how these cars were moving on the road this morning. But you're right, this is a gender neutral issue. I will say that there are women. I guess my expectation of the man is higher, you know? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe there is that bias there. I mean, I see some women do some things with some attitude, pull out in the front of you. I want to say good morning to the dump truck driver on Friday that made an assessment that he didn't have to stop at the stop sign, but he could keep rolling onto the main road in front of me and that I had enough time to put on my brakes. I want to say good morning to you. Maybe you could use that smartness for good and not for evil, sir. But more importantly, I want to say good morning to the pedestrian that was on the side of the road laughing at me as I was blowing my horn and slamming on my brakes. And I want to say to them, I wish we had a moment to talk, because if I wasn't focused on the road, I would have veered to the left to avoid the truck, run across the road, and hit you. You know? That's typically what happens with us hysterical women drivers. You know? And I just wish we would take this road thing more seriously. We just don't. We need the economists to come in and show the amount of loss we incur every year through our horrible driving culture. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, David. This is Stockton Voice along with you, Aaron. Pretty ice great.
Good morning, Brayman. How you doing?
I'm holding, thank God. I have two questions for you, but first I want to say condolence to all the bereaved, especially Georgie Capron family. I know them from I was children, you know what I'm saying? A child.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Nell and Rose Nell, several of the brothers went. Also, I'd like to say a godly day to this brother. He drives decent, 7A. They call him Rasta. He drives Camroad, 7A.
Yeah, good.
He drives decent.
Awesome.
He drives slow and careful.
Yes.
And he care about people.
Right. You make me, hold on, you make me think of Yellow Bird who used to ride the 9A. Now his son riding the 9A and he riding the 11, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, man. And Roadhog, good drivers.
Okay. And what I want to ask you, right?
Yeah.
Two questions.
Yes, sir.
The traffic lights, do they come under, what you call it?
Ministry of Works or road traffic?
No, comes under the development. Oh wow! I would just call it away for me. The national.
The development plan.
Right.
Yeah.
It comes under. Yes, right.
So you're wondering if they have any planks, any focus on traffic management and road usage in the development plan?
Especially road usage.
Yeah, I think they do, you know. They have to. That's how important the thing is. That's how important traffic management is to the national development.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, other question is, Thursday, I think it was, I heard you said something to Sawyer Boy that would, and you mentioned my name. What was that?
So I was having a giveaway. I was having a ticket giveaway about boxing.
Okay.
And somebody texted me some trivia, and it included you. And I was gonna use it, but I didn't use it.
And you say you can handle it, right?
Yeah, I could handle it.
Okay, but you did use the word that you can handle it, and it speaks of something.
I was excited. No, it's positive. When I find out that you is Elijah Obed brother, I was like, what?
You never knew that?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm his oldest brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. You know Franklin, right?
No.
Franklin who takes picture.
Yes. That's your brother too?
That's also our brother, right.
Man, Sparky. I mean, man, you spark something in me just now.
Yeah.
Look here, Brayman. I know all these people.
Okay, let me ask you something else.
But I got to go. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Right. That's going to be my trivia question, right? So I tell these people, don't mind Brayman. He could see. I bet you he could box as well. Okay, another text. Good morning. West Avenue, Miller Heights, off Carmichael Road, having low voltage issues from last night. BPL. Okay, so here's what we got to do, people. If you are home when you are experiencing these issues, the first rule is to go outside and turn off your main switch to your house. First thing to do, go out, turn off your main switch. You don't want to needlessly damage appliances in your home. Now, BPL has to play a part in this as well, because I'm not going to sit in my house with the power off until I get a signal from the neighbors that the power is steady again. You know, BPL has to improve and enhance its services in public or customer engagement with more accurate and timely communications about power outages. You see, this reporting system you have where you go into a queue, and that's not effective, nor is it sufficient. You see the control room numbers? You need more control room numbers. You need more control room numbers. People is be off waiting for BPL to respond for 3 and 4 days, you know, because BPL thinks that they've restored the power to all of the homes in the area. Because even the staff at BPL, some of them are unaware that there are still pockets and communities in New Providence that are not on their monitoring system. So they don't know when your power goes off, and they don't know that your power was not restored when they restored power to the general area. To be a modern country, we need modern systems. And that's why I focus on traffic. See, for a couple of reasons, you can't have a developed nation without a developed road and traffic management system. All you're going to do is generate and breed inequality. Or let me change that word, perpetuate the inequality that already exists. Okay, I got a text here. I ain't no doctor, but to people with back problems, in most cases, the best thing for you is to get moving. Back pain is typically caused by tight, stiff muscles. Movement delivers heat to the muscle, and stretching loosens the muscles, reducing the pain. Lying in a bed for long periods of time makes your muscles more stiff, meaning more pain. Now, if you got some Spock Vulcan-style back problems, I can't help you. Dear Texter, I'd like to thank you very much for that. You don't remember seeing the picture of Sparky jumping in the road? At the Junkanoo event? Doing the splits in the road? Sparky? He could walk. He should walk to the Valley Fest, but he should not do the splits in his condition. But thank you very much, Texter. Thank you, Texter, for confirming that for me. Miss Green, my daughter said to stop making excuses for BPL. No, I'm not making excuses for them. I'm trying to help them out. That's all. I really desperately trying to help them out. Tell your daughter that I am 46, which means that I have spent approximately 30 to 35 years of my life easily, consciously aware of the energy crisis that exists and been blooming in this country. I'm making excuses for them. Trust that. Although I could be honest with you, though, their line staff, like the people that come out on the road, they are so professional and helpful and timely. And did I say helpful? Yeah. I don't know. They great. The rest of BPL, I don't know what's happening. Producer, I see we got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm all right. Ms. Green, did you listen to Mia Motley's address to the United Nations today?
No, I missed her address.
Come on, Ma. You need to go and hear that, Ma. You know, she really put it down. But you know what? What I'm concerned about, right? How could Aaliyah go and pay homage to the Queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then come back and beg to the United Nations.
Okay, you know, I could tell you why right here. You see, Pam's position was to complain but make sure you comply, right?
Right.
And I appreciate the position. My position is stench and strategize. Stench and strategize.
You know that Mia Motley, she call out imperialism. She call out everything.
Man, but would you what you trying to
get a leader like that?
Why you want me be excited over something I've been saying for decades?
This woman don't play. They following her lead. She need to be the president of the Caribbean. We need to be a nation. Caribbean nation with states, and she be the president.
Listen, let's remember when I say you gotta stench and strategize, right?
Right.
Let's watch the play.
How come we not a nation in the Caribbean?
Hold on, what you mean we not a nation in the Caribbean?
That's all us in the Caribbean, a nation. One nation.
Oh, you mean why wouldn't we do that?
Right.
Oh.
It's time we do
this. We don't have enough time.
We want these Caribbean nations to come together with us with our issue, but we don't want to come together with theirs.
I got you. Listen, as you say that, I got to remind us of something. And perhaps this is why the Prime Minister takes the approach that he takes. Did you know that the word blacklist is a slur?
Let image of hold on, the blonde
hold on, but you hold on. I thought you was gone. I thought
yeah.
I thought you was gone. I going to talk. Ain't no thing like that. But what I'm saying is, let me finish. Mm-hmm. Blacklist is a slur. The thing that Brave is saying, let me see if I could pull my paper with the language. I won't use the language that he used, right? Black governed countries matter. Blacklist in and of itself is a slur. It comes from the right. The construction is the use of black as a denigration, right? The black is negative. That's why they created this word blacklist. It's all negative. It's 2022. And these by them still using that word, clearly knowing that it's a slur. They're using that word for actions that they apply, like the prime minister said, predominantly to black people.
What?
These people so serious about their wife, I don't think we understand. But I see I can talk a bit about this tomorrow, because every day we demand and protest. In the Bahamas, we fancy, we demand that other people protest on our behalf. We ain't even ready to go in the street ourselves. We demand that other people protest. Hold on. So tomorrow we're going to talk about what protests looks like. But from Biden walked Mia Motley across the stage, took her arm like a lover, right? At the high school dance, you like, hold your things close. From that moment, I tell you, watch the play. It's not as clear and concise as we think it is. By then, I can't talk all the people them business.
But Muslim, all that blacklisting thing, trust me.
Yes.
These people, me and Marley tell them they hypocrites. They all about sound bites and
yes.
What's this? What's this now? This seem the same banking thing, this financial thing. These people are these colonialists. These people colonializing us.
You don't watch nothing. But listen,
come
I gotta
on,
go.
Man,
I gotta go.
Why are we doing this? Why we need this? What you call it? This financial thing? That's
our favorite. Oh, listen. Trust me. This is what we do. What we've been doing. That's why I don't get. What have we been doing for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years? This is what we do. This is it. No, I wasn't. Their texter to another texter. I wasn't robbed. I was almost robbed. Thankfully, I was vigilant enough to assess what was happening around me, and I avoided that. But somebody was scoping. Good morning, Ms. Green. Great show as usual. My ongoing complaint is the chronic callers. How will you ever get a proper vision of how the community at large is thinking, hearing from these same people every day? I'm soon going to take a sabbatical from these shows. Okay, Texter, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, Wednesday, we're going to hold as new caller day, right? And then on Thursday as well, we're going to try do the first half of the show, all new callers. Well, no, I got a tribute show on Thursday, so that may be slightly difficult. But definitely Wednesday, we're going to do a new caller day. But do me a favor, Texter. Help me to think about ideas to incentivize new callers, right? Like maybe I would say give away a phone card, but we don't use phone cards anymore. I'd say give away a bag of Gnab, but Gnab season almost over. But thank you, Rasta, for hooking me up with them Gnabs yesterday. Another text. Aaron, speaking like Brave. Speaking now in Miami in the 80s at the Organization of American States, Pinland told the world how America was using the Caribbean as a dumping ground in front of Ronald Reagan, which made Reagan mad. And from then, Reagan wanted a government change here. Aaron, interview Mr. Dud Maynard. He knows about it. He warned Pinland not to do it. Boy, I mean, that was a speech, eh? And the speech by the prime minister resonated. Like, it felt like that's the first speech we've gotten that was as strong as that, except for when Ingram, I think, tell the people don't follow him to church. Or was that Christie? Anyway, that was a good speech as well. Another text, Aaron, George Capron was a one of a kind with a big voice and a good journalist and one of Papa's nemesis. He just spoke his mind about Papa when Papa was in power. Thank you, Texter. Texter says we will change it up on them. Okay, first of all, we cannot call it the Conky Joe list because that is not an appropriate or accurate, right, transference. Because Conky Joe is a racial slur created by white people to create a hierarchy of power over other white people. So no, we can't call it that. Tech says, great show as usual. The price on gas has gone down when you think the food price is going down. Man, there's a good story in here in the paper. The Bahamas Food Network is warning of a hunger crisis. Listen, we got local agriculture. It's time to bring back on some agriculture voices to help people prepare. Please ask that texter to call. They are chronic texter only. Ah, boy. Ah, boy. Okay, so I had the two things on the list today. The first was the Prime Minister's presentation at the UN. Black-governed countries also matter. I thought it was a very strong statement. We need to see it now be fulfilled in policy. That would be great as well. Here's a quote that I thought was very interesting. The Prime Minister spoke of regional issues in Haiti and Cuba. He said, when my neighbors are in crisis, whether the cause is climate or crime or instability, the Bahamas is impacted by the humanitarian and security needs which arise. We repeat once again our opposition to the decades-long embargo and sanctions on Cuba. COVID has exacerbated the situation for the people of Cuba and made existing hardship and deprivation much worse. The people of Haiti continue to suffer. The political vacuum left after the assassination of the president just over a year ago has led to more violence, with the instability fueling more tragedy and threatening the entire region. Those are also very strong words from our prime minister. But I don't think we can appreciate the extent to which these global policies are designed to maintain the developed state, developing state paradigm. I think it is designed in such a way that we will never, ever be able to reach the benchmark that signifies developed state. Now, listen, I wanted to talk about the proposed Adelaide project. I got 2 minutes. This is great time, producer. When you got to hit that button, you hit that button. I had a whole song and everything, like a production. Imagine the theme song to Sesame Street. Beach, Palm Beach Drive from Liberated African Way. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how we got to Albany? I just want to say again, maybe I missed it when the announcement was made that the road signs on Liberated African Way were being changed to Palm Beach Drive. Because I am certain they could not have changed the name of Liberated African Way to Palm Beach Drive without public consultation, without community consultation, without going to cabinet, without a public announcement. Maybe I missed it. I tell you what I didn't miss. I didn't miss the announcement of the naming of Frank Watson Boulevard. Nobody missed that. I thought that was the way to Albany. I thought they already had a road to go there. Why you need Palm Beach Drive now? Right? Why you need that? And here's the next thing. I mean, hopefully I can get into this tomorrow or Wednesday, some more. But the developer, Myers, is quoted as saying that there'll be no beach access. That there's no guaranteed access to Albany. And the reason Albany is involved is because it's on their doorstep, and they think there's an opportunity for their staff to live in a nice, safe, pleasant community next to their work. What are y'all paying people in Albany to be domestic staff? What you paying people? What? I may not show up to work tomorrow, producer, because I'm going to go try get me a job in Albany. I sweep the pool. And then maybe the meaning, maybe the designator for middle income has changed. Did that change? Because what percentage of Albany staff can afford to live in the development? There's some more from, there are a couple of articles there, three in total, in between The Guardian, The Tribune. Proposed Adelaide project draws criticism. Adelaide developer don't drop bomb on our costs. And minister and XPM voice concern on $63 million project. So when the developer says, frankly, it is what it is, I don't have to do this project, it ain't going to make or break me. Yes, I will suffer because I put a lot of money for all of this planning, consultation, and effort into this thing. It's going to be middle-income folks who are trying to live in a secure community that are going to get the short end of the stick when there is no availability. It's not a threat. I'm just telling you. That's just the reality. Who says things like that to people in their own country? So who does it? Anyway, we're going to talk a bit more because I'm still not sure. Can you tell me how we got to Albany? We're all out of time. Thank you for joining me on the clock today. Yes, there are huge holes in the road everywhere. Yes, you can sue government for the damage. Document the hole. Document the damage on your car. Submit to Ministry of Works. We are tired of being bullied and all kind of listed even when we comply. That's why I say stench and strategize. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you, producer. And again, just take a moment to hold those who are in bereavement and grief with us today. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next.